Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Do you want your champagne to taste like Coca-Cola?
Dude, I don't like champagne, so I want it to taste something
actually
different.
I would prefer it if it tasted like Coca-Cola, because I like, if it
correct
were flat Coca-Cola,
oh, God.
Well, I would prefer that.
Champagne stinks.
Nah,
it's not you're wrong.
It's not good. I don't
good
love it, though.
It's
but
not
if it
good
tastted
it's
like
not my
flat
favorite
cola,
it's
it
fine
would taste better.
Tap one glass of it to celebrate something.
Yeah.
It's solid.
It's got to be dry, though, not the sweet
a
stuff.
A small sip, and then I move on. Mm. Small. I never finish the frickin' glass.
You know, wait,
flute?
What?
Was you, flute what you were looking for you there?
No, I don't like it. That's, don't have any
you're
interest.
You're a waster.
I do one sip.
You waster.
I am.
You know, even
I
if I don't
somebody
like it, I'm gonna
nah
try to.
And I decline sometimes.
It's nothing. It's a mouthful.
I like, refuse
you can't
to toast.
Finish that?
Nah, no, I won't toast.
Just finish
you don't
it.
Toast.
No, no toast. No.
Just
I
in
hope
the spirit
toast
of
hope you
the
have a
toast
good have a good wedding. Have a good life.
No, Joe. In
toasting
the spirit of the toast, you have to drink the toast.
I'd rather have toast with butter.
You just throw it away.
Right.
That's
all right.
Toast
now,
with butter.
I have in front of me here. I mean, you know,
I would
that kind of toast.
I would enjoy.
All right.
No, drink the
Izel
melted
Jenkins
butter.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. All right. So I have the 2024 poll results here. Our Twitter polls over the last 12 months. A couple others notable to get to before we wrap this program up today. So,
did you mean you would melt the butter and drink
no
it?
No. I meant I'd rather have a freaking piece of toast.
Seen...
Knock it off. All right. James, August 12th. Concern level on the Phillies. The three choice. August 12th. Very concerned, little concerned, not concerned.
I wish I had said very concerned.
You might have.
Yeah. I don't think
you probably did.
Was that the day?
63%.
I got crushed that day when after the Harper injury.
Well,
that
was way earlier.
Yes, that was earlier.
That
then
was way
I
earlier.
I don't know what I would have said then.
Well, you probably said very concerned.
I probably said at least a little concerned.
63% said very concerned in August.
Jeez.
Wow, I'm surprised it was that high.
Me too.
All right, in or out on the Paul George contract? Do you like the Sixers giving Paul George 4 years, 212? This was back in, I don't know, summer somewhere, July.
When they signed Paul George.
When they
most
signed
likely
Paul George. 67% liked it, 32% didn't. Are they right?
So far, no. I mean, there's
the
it's,
people
I don't think we can say it's over.
No, and, we can't.
Yeah, but so far, absolutely not.
All right, this one actually surprised me looking back. I don't remember it this way, but now this was an early September poll. So 5/6 of the Philly season was done. Season had a month to go, but we did a who's the Phillies non-pitching MVP this year?
Ooh.
Who do you think won the poll early September? I'm shocked by this.
Trey?
Schwarber?
Nope and nope. Schwarber wasn't even Bryce in the choices,
wow
James.
Wow. Bryce so this Bryce is when was it?
Well, I blame you on that.
Oh, yeah.
This
it's
was September.
Me.
Rhea, who would be in early September?
Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Wow.
That shocks me.
That shocks me, too.
46, well, he was a stretch where he was.
He had a stretch.
Yeah.
46% said Castellanos, 35%
Bohm. Holy cow.
12% Bryce, 5% Trey.
We should have known at that
three
point.
Three of the four again of those guys people want to get rid of right now.
I'm shocked.
Isn't it astounding, though?
But
this is now, this is 2 years in a row.
We get
row
a lot of stuff wrong around here.
No.
Shocking how much we get.
Well, actually, the listeners do. I never get, I mean, the hammer, dude. I mean, you kidding me? Like, the hammer! Always on it. But apparently,
yeah,
kept us afloat.
Really,
kept
has.
Us alive.
He
for
did
two seasons in a row now.
Stretches of seasons,
but they were long stretches.
Long
they,
stretches. They he was the only Philly who was worth his salt for long stretches
so
of time.
A lot of these polls I don't remember. This one I do remember when it happened, right after the Eagles beat Green Bay. What stood out to you the most from the Eagles' win against Green Bay?
Turnovers.
Not even. No? Well, sort of on there. All right. So concern with Hurts was a choice. Two negatives, two positives. Concern with Hurts, concern with the pass rush. The two positives, Saquon is awesome. Zach Bond is legit. What do you think,
Saquon? Juan?
Saquon won. 44 Saquon, positive.
He had three touchdowns, right?
No. He had maybe two. He had the first catch, one receiving.
I think
and
two.
And then two, because then Jalen had a couple other
throws. But anyway,
I remember because it was the
but he had a big
Giants
game. Concern with Hurts was 27%. Zach Bond, legit, 16%. Concern with pass rush, 12.
Zach Bond?
I know.
Like in that poll, we're like, oh, he's really good.
I know. October 1st, will the Eagles make the playoffs?
Ooh.
October 1st.
So they would have been, this is, I think, during the bye. I think they would have been 2-2.
Probably 2-2.
Yeah, because I think September 29th was the last one they lost.
They're going to make the playoffs October 1st, 2 months ago. 61% say no.
Wow. Wow.
I believe it.
That might be the best one yet.
Dour response.
Here's one more for you.
They haven't lost since that poll.
Here's one more. Because they didn't, but the question right after the season, should the Phillies fire Rob Thomson? 52% said no, 47% said yes.
I was 48.
You were in on firing him?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, if you missed it earlier, we said earlier the should Sirianni be fired poll right after the Tampa Bay playoff loss. And 79, really, we can now round this up to 80, because I give you these numbers, but there's percent extra. 79.8, it's called 80%. 80% wanted him fired. 80%, imagine that.
Ow.
All right, let's go to JB right now. JB, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, JB.
Back in the last hour. Good morning, John. I mean, Joe, so you said you went to archery at Penn Charter on top of during your summers? Did I catch that right?
Summer camp at Penn Charter, archery was one of the activities, and I loved it.
Did you have a driver? I mean, you went to CHA, then you went to archery class.
Man, archery class.
Life, right?
Dude, first off,
yeah,
you're
it
not
sounds
even
like he was playing, like, cricket and stuff.
Which is not good.
And polo. Are you a polo player?
Right.
The camera?
Come on.
Did he ring a bell and a guy named
I know.
Like,
did you wear white gloves with your pinky out as you were sipping your tea at lunchtime?
There's an inappropriate
did
response
they bring
I can make
your
here.
Meal
I'm
out
not gonna make
under
it.
A on, under a silver like dome and then reveal it to you before you ate?
Let me tell you something. You're all getting punched in the face. Just not
me too.
No, you're not getting punched. Right? I don't do that. All right, JB, now that you got your little nonsense out of your way.
You'd probably start a wheezing asthma attack if you tried to punch anyone anyway, right?
Dude, let me tell you something. Archery can take it out of you cardiovascularly.
Oh, yeah.
That's you know, really I mean, right. you pull that right arm back, you bang, you know?
It hurts more to miss than it does to hit somebody.
All right, JB, what do you think of the Birds, my man?
I think it's a testament at some stuff we talked about during summer. I want to like dive into Milton Williams about how great he's playing in Fangio's.
I agree.
He's unbelievable. He's not talked about enough, which is great. I mean, let all the, you know.
JB, I'll make it simple on Fangio, but I'll expand it to the position coaches as well. I think the only player this season that plays on defense that has not played at least as you would hope he would, we're better. The only one is Bryce Huff. I don't think there's another player on defense you can say this, and I'm not counting Devin White, who was here for 3 minutes and was gone. Am I missing anybody?
You could say what?
I mean, Avante Maddox, I guess.
What is your,
like,
you're
I don't
saying
know.
I didn't have high expectations.
No, but he's been like worse than I could have imagined.
Davis has exceeded my expectations.
No, you're misinterpreting.
Has.
I'm saying that did not either meet or exceed.
Jordan Davis has definitely been better than we expected him to be.
Who played below? The opposite.
Well, he's still only playing 18 snaps
at times. But they're number one against the NFL. He must be doing something in there.
I know. But
that's a really good point, Jeff.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold on. I thought maybe he could develop as a pass rusher.
No, I did not.
No, that's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen,
when
John.
When they're passing.
Not going to happen.
Get some penetration.
Give up on that.
They did.
No, I know.
And that's a problem that they had to give up on that.
But at least, you know, look.
You're not supposed to give up
JB, on that. I'm not studying Jordan Davis play-by-play. I can tell you this. He must be doing some good things because he's in there and they're the number one ranked defense.
Limited.
I know.
He never played more than 20 plays a game.
Before. Exactly.
So I don't think
exactly. JB, give me a tough choice in a movie or a show.
How about Neo with the red pill or the blue pill?
Oh, yeah, that's another
great
one.
Great answer.
That is a good answer. Yep.
What a perfect answer that is.
Listen, that
an
could win.
An explicit choice. It's visually represented as
Dude,
well.
It could be that or George Bailey to jump.
That
I mean, I'm just,
right
James,
there,
that
know,
could win.
That, I really like the matrix.
I'm not trying to make a joke.
Right
it's a horrible
no, I know. It's
element
a big
of
choice.
Society, but
I
we're
know.
Asking a question. What was a tough choice in a movie? And George Bailey was trying to figure out.
And I, yeah.
I mean,
a little dark.
It's extremely dark.
I like the matrix better.
By the way. Like, all seriousness here, if anyone listening right now is in that spot, talk to a friend. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Call us. I swear to God. Sure. Call us. Don't mess around with
Please.
That. I'm dead serious about that. All right, let's listen to Brian Dawkins. Praise for Vic Fangio. Certainly deserved. Here's Doc.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday on John Clark's podcast, talking about Vic.
If you look at Vic Fangio, this is what I said when he first got there, that this defense will be vastly improved in technique. It will be vastly improved in assignments, right? Because that's Vic Fangio's defense. If you look at them for the last 5 to 10 years in other places, they have always been taking great angles, swarming to the football, right? Getting turnovers. So they're doing that now, right? So again, this is not a surprise to me. Right, that they're playing at this level, and again with them with the infusion of this young, hungry talent is extremely, extremely beneficial.
You know, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. We know there is some great talent on this team, but we also know there's some talent that wasn't supposed to be great or look great. I would imagine the coaching, position coaches. One of the things Seth talked about for years with us on the program, he would see the linebackers, they would have the wrong step, first step. Supposed to be the left foot, it would be the right. He's talked for years about hand placement, like that kind of stuff that goes way beyond the scope of most of us as football fans. The intricacies of how a player should specifically do something. They must be coaching it really well.
Oh, but it's, yeah. Because
no, we don't talk about that stuff.
It's the basics that Seth is talking about, and I think that's an interesting point. He's not coming in and telling us about problematic basics
longer. He's not this year.
And it used to be a thing. It used to be, what in the world are they doing?
Totally.
Their first step is, you know, they're retreating. You have to step up. You have to read run first. Yeah. It's sound.
And
it's
think about sound. the impact that Stoutland has had for a decade now.
Yes.
And we know it. We assume. We just know it. And if a coach can impact that group, get great linebackers coach, get great D-line coach. I mean, get great corner coach, you know, secondary. All right, Twitter poll question, because the Eagles improved. James, maybe Vic Fangio can go be the commissioner in the NBA. Is that possible?
Sure, I'd take it.
Would you?
In a second. Yeah, of course.
You give up Vic with the Eagles to go fix the NBA.
Oh, I didn't think about the Eagles part. No.
No, I'm
never
way
mind.
Too selfish.
Take it back. I don't care about that.
I need David Stern raised from the dead.
Okay.
I do.
I'm with you, Bobby.
I need him alive, and I need him to run the NBA again.
He would probably be in favor of that.
I would imagine he would. Twitter poll question is brought to us.
Pop out and say, what have you done to my league?
James.
I know. I'm serious.
He would be very...
He'd be furious.
He'd be furious because the league's a disaster right now. Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red tag bonus cash is back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the three-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record what we think the main problem with the NBA is. We broke them down into three answers. Now, an overarching thing of player entitlement is not one of these answers, but that would be part of choice A and choice B. But anyway, the three things we went with, tell me which you would vote for. Biggest NBA problem. Choice A, stars changing teams, super teams. When you're on a team, you're going to just be unhappy until they trade you. Like, that whole freaking dynamic, the whole thing. Choice B, players miss too many games. Massive problem. Choice C, style of play, three-point shots have gone wild. All right, Rhea, which of these three is your number one?
Missing too many games, because, I mean, we've just lived it here in Philadelphia. Yep. I mean, they have literally sucked the life out of Sixers fans.
It's brutal. I also would choose missing too many games. I view this through the prism of even random games I will sometimes tune into, but do less now. You never know who's going to play, when they're going to play. I mean, there are guys that still Jokic plays a lot, okay, but he had a personal issue a couple weeks ago, missed a couple games, but he, for the most part, plays. But most of the great players, you just never know when they're going to play. And obviously, Ray, to your point, we've lived it here. James, which would you choose?
So, it's between B and C for me. I think B's probably the answer, but style of play is right there with it, because even when those guys are playing, it's a bad product.
It's rough. I don't want to see... The Boston Celtics on track for 58 3-pointers per game this year. You know, ridiculous.
And it's like,
is?
Oh, they're making them tonight. There we go. That's the game. Oh, they're missing them tonight.
James,
that's the game.
Do you know when the Sixers won the championship in 1983, in the NBA Finals, they made 0 3-pointers?
It's unbelievable. Wow.
I think they shot 5.
Wow.
I think that I could be off by a few here, but I think it was 0-for-5. And look, obviously there's value to the NBA 3, and people figured that out, but they do have to push the three-point line back, and really I think the big thing is eliminate the corner three.
Push it back, and it'll eliminate it naturally.
And it just tapers off toward, like,
eliminate
literally.
Eliminate the corner three.
Yeah, so the big theory time. Is, I'm going to try to draw this for Rhea with my hands, and I'm going to describe it to the audience. So the, what would you call this, the round thing coming? The
arc.
The arc, thank you, James.
The arc,
down.
Right
but
there?
But then, like, maybe 10, 12 feet before the baseline, it just goes to the sidelines.
You can even round it in a way where it rounds into the sidelines.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, there is no... The corner three does not exist. It goes out toward the bench.
Wow.
So it's eliminated.
It'll be a two-pointer in that spot.
You would have a whole... Like, P.J. Tucker doesn't get to stand in the corner 100% of plays. Yeah. That guy doesn't exist
anymore. That's kind of... boring part
of the boring.
Game.
I mean, when you watch an NBA game, there's a player that goes to both sections of the corner and just stands there. All right, James, John, what would be your answer?
I think extreme player entitlement should be A.
The problem is it's A and B.
Why isn't it? Yeah.
The problem is, so which of these would you go
with? I guess A, the super team concept leads to B, so I guess I'll go back to the inception of this concept to super team for my answer.
All right, so we had a little bit of everything here.
But it is extreme player entitlement. That's
it is.
The downfall.
Yeah, all right. Players missing games won the poll with 50%. Style of play, 37%. Players changing teams and that whole super team thing, 13. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours. Time
and I hope the NBA is listening. I really do. Because I love the NBA, but I don't like what it's become. And we need it to change. And I hope the league is listening. Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, guys. Just another example of John Ritchie bending my mind. The symbiosmotic what membrane? Symbiosmotic membrane.
When you re-rip the syndesmotic membrane.
Syndesmotic.
Man, dude. Love it.
That's... Or a syndesmosis. It can be.
All right.
This is the leader of the drones. We are searching for all persons who have made it with a cantaloupe and taken their cousin to the prom. You are disgusting. We are coming for you.
I was the butt of the joke, right? I just want to make sure. Okay.
I don't know if much can top the phrase pretty urinal.
Pretty urinal, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty urinal.
Y'all crack me up. Merry Christmas, guys. Love you.
Good Lord.
I think the blown glass urinal. It's something that I'm going to be looking for this Christmas time.
We got this. Eagles went out. Green Bay beats Minnesota. Minnesota beats Detroit. We got it. Best record in NFC. Home field on our way to the Super Bowl.
Well, listen, could happen. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so we got to come up with a winning answer here for a tough choice in a movie or a show or a book. So Sandlot, Go Get the Ball. Not going to probably win. The End of Midnight Run. Interesting answer. Red Pill, Blue Pill. Obviously,
I love that one.
Good answer. George Bailey, early in the movie. You know,
The Sandlot is such a massive and popular answer. It feels like 95% of those who we talk to every day love that.
They do. I think it's The Matrix, though.
I think I love the visual
the Matrix.
Yeah. That you get with The Matrix, the blue or the red.
Yeah,
the choice is right there in front of you.
What was the thing with the talk about dark? Oh, God. Vietnam, the gun.
Apocalypse?
No.
Full Metal Jacket.
No.
Deer
Hunter.
Oh, with the Russian roulette.
Oh, no, bad.
That's
so
tough.
Dark.
That could have won also, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's go with The Matrix. Great answer by JB. Maybe I'll rewatch that over the holidays and I'll remember something else.
Oh, that'd be
Deer
great.
Hunter?
The Matrix. He didn't know that Neo was the name of the main character.
It was like a day
after
later.
After watching it.
No, it was like a week later. All right, everyone, have a wonderful
day after.
Wonderful rest of the day.